in managing your accounts, the PFAs rely heavily on technology. They manage the records, they manage the investments, they calculate the returns, and ensure that the unit prices and and whatever has accrued to you is all automated, so you can check your balances at any point in time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future, where we discuss all things pensions. Today, I have an interesting guest with me. His name is Lanre Idris. He's Managing Director, Chief Executive of Leadway Pension PFA, and we'll be talking about pensions and technology. Welcome, Lanre.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Big question: who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah, Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, the we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Great. Larry, before we go into the meat of pensions and technology, I want you to tell me one fun fact about yourself, something outside work.
I like to travel and I use my holidays to travel around the world and around Africa, both by road when the world was safer and these days more by air.
Great.
But I like to travel.
Tell me your favorite country in Africa, your favorite country in Europe that you've been to.
My favorite country is Nigeria. But I've enjoyed Ghana, Ivory Coast, Morocco. Great time in South Africa as well, and in a few other places, Benin Republic.
Interesting.
In Europe, I enjoy going to Madrid because my favorite European football club is in Madrid.
I'm not sure we can continue with this interview.
But I also like the Netherlands because they got some great artists of historical note that I enjoy watching their works.
Interesting. Great stuff. All right, let's delve into pensions and technology. When people mention pensions in this part of the world, what comes to mind is people in queues for months, for days, or for years, waiting online to collect their pensions. Is that still what happens today?
That was prehistory. Thankfully, this new scheme has largely eliminated that. Yes, there's still room for improvement, but unlike in what used to happen in the past, retirement is more seamless. You know what you need to do, and once you've fulfilled all the requirements and commenced, it's almost on autopilot. Yes, there may be a few hiccups here and there, but once you commence your retirement, there's nothing like waiting online or having to go to the pension office. Yes, occasionally you may have to do a verification of some sort, but this is a far cry from where we used to be before. This has totally revolutionized. The new pension scheme has totally revolutionized the pension administration in this country. So great. What you described was in the past.
So people don't have to go to offices. People don't have to stay in queues. People don't have to know someone. You know, it's just seamless technology. Credit their accounts once everything is
you
okay.
You don't have to know anyone. The scheme allows you to put in all your applications, fill in the appropriate forms. Mostly you can do that online. If you need to visit your PFA, most PFAs have a setup that allows you to do this within a short period of time, and you commence your retirement. And once you commence, at the appropriate time every month, the money is sent to the bank.
You get your credit alerts.
Yes, you get your credit alerts.
Great. All right. Some people will argue that the pension industry has lagged behind probably the banking industry in terms of technology adoption. What would you say about that, and why?
That is not necessarily true. However, we must recognize that the pension industry in Nigeria, with this new scheme, is far younger than the banking industry.
Very true.
And so it is still evolving. And in the operations of pension operators, risk management is uppermost. The adoption of technology is done as needed and as assessed by the risk as being acceptable. We are not behind. We adopt technology. In fact, the core of the operations of this pension scheme rests on technology. So we adopt necessary technology as soon as it's available, as soon as it is deemed appropriate and the risk is within acceptable limits.
Great. So essentially what you're saying is the pension industry as a whole in Nigeria is really built on technology. The administration, even the investment process is really built on technology.
Yes, it is. I'll give you examples. Now, most PFAs, in fact, basically all PFAs have self-service options where you can use your mobile app, you know, to do most of the things that you need to do to communicate with the pension, with the customer service units of your PFA, to check your balances, to make inquiries, to update your data without having to leave your home. So, and many use technology in managing the records, in accessing or analyzing the returns, or even selecting investment options and calculating your returns. So it's heavily technology based.
Great. So now you hear that, you know, from start to finish, whether it's to remit your pensions, to connect with your customer service, everything is technology driven, and that's very nice to know. Yeah, so Larry, I'm happy to hear the fact that the whole pension system is actually built on technology. With the adoption of technology, how does that affect service delivery and the customer?
Thank you very much. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of PFAs adopt self-service technologies, typically through their mobile app, through their online platforms. So as a contributor, most of the things you want to know, for instance, you want to check your balance, you want to be alerted once your contributions has been credited, you want to know what is happening generally in the economy or in the investment world, particularly related to your pensions. Most PFAs, definitely ours, communicate with their customers through electronic means. We don't send paper memos or whatever. You get in your email an update. You see your mobile app. You know, you get alerts through your mobile app. You can get the news. You can check your balance. You can measure the trend. You can see how your money is growing. And many, definitely us, have tools that allow you to estimate, you know, where you're going to land, and allow you to plan. All of this can be done from the comfort of your home or office on your mobile phone. So you don't have to call or
leave your home.
Yeah, or leave your home. Now, if you do need to communicate, many have the facility for you to chat. You can chat, and if based on the chat you still have a need to speak out to someone, you call. You take your phone, you call, and you continue the conversation. You call us and you continue the conversation from where you left off on your chat. So there's no break you know, that, you know, this was what we were chatting about, I sent in a letter. You don't need to send that. Yes, there may be need to formalize some things, mm-hmm. But for the most part, you can use it, your mobile phone, to do all of this. And in managing your accounts, the technology is, the PFAs rely heavily on technology. They manage the records, they manage the investments, they calculate the returns, and ensure that the unit prices and you know, and whatever has accrued to you is all automated, so you can check your balances at any point in time.
From anywhere in the world.
From anywhere. So not only, so we have both push and pull technologies. You can either go to your mobile phone, log in and check, mm-hmm. or you can even, you know, send an SMS or a WhatsApp, you know, and you also get a response back. So whatever method is convenient for you, and in some cases, definitely with us, if you do go to the office, for whatever reason, you can either elect to speak with a human or use the self-service terminals that we got, you know, at our reception. So you don't really, except you absolutely, we welcome people, yeah. because this, it, you know, we like
connection,
to see, yes, yeah. we like to see our customers, but it isn't compulsory. It is at your convenience, if you feel like. If you don't, you can do most of the things you want to do on the phone, through your mobile app or through any of the online channels that we have, or even through our social media handles.
Interesting. I mean, I'll just go back to the first question I had. You know, most people, including me, you know, when we think of pensions, we think of something archaic, something outmoded, you know, something in the past. But it's really heartening to know, you know, how the pension industry in Nigeria has adopted technology in every facet of its operations.
Yes. I tell you, before this new scheme came into being, I thought that pension was even for only civil servants, mm-hmm. or for archaic organizations, you know. But since I've been part of this industry, I have seen it evolve. I have seen the use of technology.
Yeah.
I have seen the convenience that it has granted to people, you know. And, you know, my orientation about pension has changed, because the two of my parents, you know, my late mom and my dad, are both pensioners, and I know what they go through. You know, they even have an association where they tell each other, oh, they're doing verification today, I get all your papers,
you know, and you have to,
yes, you know, I have to transport them in their old age to go and do verification. I'm happy now that Peter has enabled the And I'm Alive portal, mm-hmm. so there is a lot of improvement in that regards. But all of these facilities were built into the new pension scheme from the beginning, allowing us to rely on technology to remove the pains of the past. It is still evolving, not to say there is no room for improvement. Mm-hmm. After all, the scheme started just in 2005, which is, you know, less than 20 years ago. So there's still a lot of room for improvement, but it is growing in leaps and bounds. And for every leap or bound, you know, there's improved convenience for the customers. And that is the primary, you know, primary driving force of the scheme, to ensure that the customers are paid as at when due. Yes, there are still a few pockets of problems here and there. We are not immune to the challenges of the economy, mm-hmm. both Nigerian and global economy. You know, some employers are challenged, and so may not remit on time. So those are some of the problems we still battle with, but those are not inherently the issues created by the administrators. These mm-hmm. are, you know, they are important stakeholders in the whole scheme.
Yeah.
You know, employers, for instance, may be challenged and may not remit on time.
It's external.
Both public and private sector mm-hmm. employers sometimes have challenges in remitting on time. These are some of the things that may delay the onset of enjoying the retirement benefits, because the benefits have to be consolidated.
Yeah.
So other than that, once all of that challenge has been surmounted, you know, it is almost like autopilot. You know how much your total pot is. You use technology to administer and assess what you can get as a lump sum mm-hmm. and what you can get on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
So it is technology based. It isn't somebody taking a calculator or whatever. No, the system, we have a system, you know, and a template that takes parameters such as gender, age, you know, amount you got, mm-hmm. you know, consulting the mortality tables, and it projects into the future and is able to determine an optimum monthly pay from the pot you have. And once that is signed and sealed, it's on autopilot.
Great.
You know, and still talking about service delivery, you know, it isn't just to remit money and, you know, wait. There are many PFAs also give you tools, mm-hmm. certainly us, to estimate where, you know, to have a good idea of where you're going and for you to be able to plan and actively, you know, contribute. So if you need to do AVC, you can estimate what the impact of the AVC would have on your final port. These are all technology-based facilities. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a really good scheme. The creators of this scheme had, you know, real vision. Mm-hmm. You know, because it has totally revolutionized the way pensions are administered in this country.
Big question: who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Great. I mean, with all of you said, I'm actually looking forward to retirement. You really, you know, you made it sound very sweet, interesting, you know.
Yes, retirement, whether we like it or not. We are all going to grow old.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be really old before you retire. Once you plan, especially with your PFA, if you have a listening PFA and you plan, you know, you make your plans known, your PFA can help you plan, you know, when, how much you are likely to have available at retirement.
Yeah.
And then you can decide, you know, whether, oh, okay, if I do a bit more through voluntary contributions, you know, I can, you know, instead of having this amount, I will have that amount. You know, you can also have a choice as to when, you know, you can actually retire. Yes, the law, you know, has an age at which you can begin to enjoy your benefits, but you can actually, you know, if you want to work longer, that's mm-hmm. your choice. If you want to do more contributions, you know, that's
your
choice as well. So you can do more than the minimum, absolute minimums that the act has specified,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can use the tools, analytical tools provided by many PFAs, by most PFAs, to know where you will be in X number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can determine what that X is, and you can determine where you will be in X years if you vary the amount that you are contributing right now.
Great. Okay, let's push the frontiers a bit. We are talking right now about people who are working or who are contributing. Let's look at the unbanked or the unpensioned. You know, how can technology help to get more people who are not contributing to their pensions, either in rural areas or informal sector? How can technology help in driving that?
All right, so it's all easy for the formal sector, for them, because they're mostly in the cities. For the informal sector, mm-hmm. as well as people who are not captured by the formal definition in the Act, the micro pension scheme has come by to enable them participate mm-hmm. in the pension scheme.
Yeah.
Now, many of them, they are far from where the banks are, but many the thanks to the regulation and to the collaborative efforts of the pension operators under the guidance of PENOP, mm-hmm. We have facilities for people to remotely remit their contributions. So even if you are a micro pension customer in remote locations, you can still use your mobile facilities to remit your funds. Also, there are some mobile money agents. Mm-hmm. Many of them are keyed into the scheme, so you can still remit your money through those agents. So there's a lot of technology that has been deployed.
Great.
To make this easy and allow for us to widen the net and make it easier for people who are not in the formal sector to participate
and benefit
from the scheme.
Great.
Okay, allow me, I'll go to the issue of fraud. And fraud has been sort of prevalent, especially with the old pension scheme. How has the adoption of technology helped to curb some of these fraudulent practices, and how can it help in sort of eliminating this, if you will, going forward?
Okay. One of the primary avenues through which fraud is perpetrated is in identity falsification, or the inability to establish the true identity of the contributor. It's been a problem through the ages. However, with this new scheme, one of the ways technology has been deployed to try and stem this is in the digital recapture that has been done for those who are enrolled prior to the introduction of the enhanced contribution pre-register, what is called the ECRS. But right now, on the registering for pension, requires you to have a national identity number. Your digital prints are captured, and we use that to ensure that there's a uniqueness of the identity. There's still also a lot of other ways by which technology is used. Many PFAs use analytical tools that and artificial intelligence that can detect fraudulent activities, but primarily establishing the identity is one of the ways by which this fraud is tackled. We can take pictures now and and check with pictures taken years back to be sure that it is still the same person. It's still an evolving field, but we're gradually deploying more and more technology because yes, if the person is there and alive, there's a technology for that. But what if the person is dead and is
beneficiaries
are trying? So those are still some areas that technology is still being evaluated to ensure that we're on top. But a lot of technology is deployed in this regard.
Great. You touched on this earlier, but I just want to zero down, especially to the younger generation and new levels of customers we're having, the Gen Zs, the millennials, for adoption of apps and smartphones. How is the industry jumping on that to attract new customers and to self-correct customers, smartphones, apps, how would you say industry is displaying it in that area?
Okay, yes. So we've seen, for instance, in our customer service channels, a growing trend towards some of the new channels, social media, even chats and messaging apps versus phone calls. Yes, so for us as a PFA, and this probably applies, in general, many PFAs have channels for each of the various age bands that they have, or even, not to say that one age band prefers this and that, because you find that people in a different age band may prefer, this channel. So irrespective of the channel, wherever you are in the age spectrum, whichever channel you find more convenient, you find that many forward-looking PFAs cater to that. We have provided these channels
where whatever you like, whether you like to talk, whether you like to chat, whether you like to send a message, you know, some prefer, when we do surveys, we find that some people prefer emails, some prefer SMS, some people prefer to social media, Instagram or Twitter or whatever. We are present on all of these channels. And some people just prefer everything to be done on their mobile phones through the app. So we have this as well. You know, whatever you want to do, you want to notify us that you've left, you've changed your employment, you can do that through your mobile app. You want to tell us you changed your address, you can do that through your mobile app. So there's a lot of emphasis on passing this, creating convenient channels for the contributors, particularly those who are technology savvy, you know, and can utilize, you know, this channel. So you don't have to go to the office of the PFE to go and tell them that, oh, my address is now so. No, you do that through your mobile app. You know, you update your record, or where some records are not, you can update for whatever reason, you chat, you know, and everything can be done at your convenience. So yes, there's a lot of emphasis on creating convenience, you know, for customers. So it's all technology driven.
Yeah. And the key is convenience. I like that. So final question, Larry, what can we expect, what can contributors expect in terms of technology in the coming months, in the coming years from the pension industry?
All right. So there will be, I see a greater trend in putting tools in the hands of, you know, customers. Already these tools are there, but the use and the ease of use of many of them will continue to increase. The accuracy, you know, and the tailoring of the services more to the lifestyle of the customers, you know, will continue to increase. That's what I see. I also believe that the shared services industry, shared services arm of the pension operators, will continue to work at ensuring that, you know, some of these shared services are available,
yeah,
lower cost to the general populace. So I see more convenience coming. Even though there's a reduction in the need to visit the offices of your PFE, there'll be an even greater reduction still in that need, that you will only have to do it if you do have feel like connecting on the human level. So I see greater convenience coming.
Great.
Greater tools to tackle, to optimize investment, you know, and help the customer, you know, plan better for their retirement.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Great. So there you have it from Larry. Greater convenience coming. I like that. So for all pension contributors now or thinking of getting into pension, greater convenience is coming to you. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future. Look forward to having you next time. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
Thank you for having me.
Great stuff.